A Peoria native has just advanced beyond the blind auditions of one of the nation's top singing competitions.
It's been so much more than what I expected, and that's the beauty of God.
That's Peoria's Victor Solomon, who's competing on this season of NBC's The Voice. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.
Today is Friday, March 5th, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. Illinois Black business leaders say inequity harms the early education development of Black and brown children, and that ultimately impacts the workforce's readiness later on. WCBU student reporter Jordan Mead tells us why they believe more investment is needed.
Illinois Human Resources veteran Joni Duncan says that there are important factors about child development that we must understand.
Research makes it increasingly clear that many workforce fundamentals are seeded during their earliest years of learning in life, from technical skills such as math to more social emotional abilities like creativity and teamwork.
Duncan says too many Illinois children do not benefit from early learning opportunities that they need to develop their potential. Workforce racial disparities, extreme poverty, and unemployment rates result from a lack of preparation for school in children of color. Rudy Valdez, engineering manager for Kaney Aerospace in Rockford, says to create equity and benefit all of society, investment in children's lives must come early.
Should be to part. That's when we're really going to take off and grow as a country.
Ready Nation creates efforts to ensuring support for children from birth to age 3 and in preschool to create better opportunities for families. Joshua Gunn, president and CEO of the Peoria Area Chamber of Commerce, says that we must unify our voices to combat the disadvantages that brown and black families face and be honest about the systematic barriers that exist.
In 2020 and 2021, the word equity is thrown around a lot. But if we really understand what equity means and what it requires us to place emphasis in the places where there's the greatest need, right? And in this case, the data tells us that it's very clear the greatest need for in terms of kindergarten readiness and really across a number of different measures is in the black and brown community.
The Ready Nation report concludes that by emphasizing the importance in allowing the growing brown and black population, more workforce development will move our economy to reach its highest potential. I'm Jordan Mead.
Here's some more stories that are on deck in the WCBU newsroom. The head of the Illinois Department of Employment Security says she's open to the idea of reopening the agency's offices as the COVID-19 pandemic continues. Bloomington and Peoria lawmakers are asking the Pritzker administration to let children's museums finally reopen. And about two-thirds of the 3,000 COVID-19 vaccine doses administered in the Tri-County in the past day are second doses. The latest figures from the Illinois Department of Public Health show 43,142 area residents are fully vaccinated. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. A Peoria native is chasing after his dreams on this season of The Voice. WCBU student reporter Olivia Streeter has more.
Victor Solomon grew up singing for his friends, family, and church in Peoria. Solomon says he has always had a passion for singing and performing for people, simply to put a smile on their face. Solomon says that he and his three siblings grew up in a very tight-knit single-parent home. His mother and his siblings always encouraged him to sing from a young age.
When I was about 6 or 7 years old, I was in a room and I was singing, you know, just playing around singing. And my sister was in there as well. And she stopped me and said, "Victor, you sound like the people in the videos." And I was like, "Yo, what?" And I was just happy, you know. And from that moment on, I started singing in church, started leading songs in the Sunshine Band. And, you know, the feedback that I got from, you know, those performances as a kid really, you know, made me feel good. And it also, you know, singing made me feel good as well. So I just continued to sing at church, singing praise and worship team, the youth choirs, the adult choirs, and, you know, and we're here now.
Solomon says that it was a combination of passion and support from his friends and family that ultimately led him to take a chance and audition for NBC's show, The Voice.
Wow. What's your name?
So I am Victor Solomon. I am 22 years old.
Okay. Currently, Solomon says that after auditioning for the show and not getting picked the first time, he felt persistent to chase after his dreams and give it another shot.
It took me a while to think about going on a show. It was fall of 2018. I was having a conversation with a lady at my school by the name of Daphne Rogers, and she was like, when are you going on The Voice? And I'm like, what? I never really thought about going on The Voice. And she said, we gotta get you on The Voice. So in 2019, in January, I flew out to New York, and that's when I was like, okay, I'm gonna audition, I'm gonna try it out. Didn't make it. Last year, you know, they reached out to me and it was like, we think you would do really good on The Voice. So that brought it back up, like them reaching out to me and saying like, your content is good on your page. I think you would do really well on the show. So I'm like, man, you know, I tried out before. Why not? Why not do it again? So excited. So grateful to be here.
Solomon says that being on the show was blown away a lot of his expectations. He says that his experiences have been incredible and he truly gives all the glory to God.
Coming on the show, you know, you think like, okay, you come on and you want, you know, exposure, you want the platform because you get like 20 million views every week. And then you gain followers, boom, right? That's the reason, you know, why I chose it. But it's been so much more than what I expected. And that's the beauty of God. You know, God blesses me. He does things that, you know, I didn't even expect to happen or that I couldn't even think to ask.
One day, God, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours.
Whoa. Growing up singing in his church choir, he developed a passion for singing soulful gospel-like music. This inspired him to audition with the song Glory by John Legend. Solomon ultimately chose Legend to be his coach for this season. He says that being on the show and having Legend as a coach has taught him so much about music and how to craft his skill.
Music-wise, I've learned to listen to myself more while I sing. I kind of think about John as a coach as well, and you know, the things he likes and the choices he makes in his songs. Some songs, you just want to let them speak for themselves, the emotion behind it, the power, the meaning behind it. That's something that I've learned. Whenever I pick a song to sing on the show, I'm thinking about that right there. So that's something that I've learned.
The Peoria High School graduate now serves as Mr. of his HBCU, North Carolina A&T. Solomon says that he is constantly being blown away by the support from his hometown and college community. He says that he is humbled by this experience and is excited for what is to come. I'm Olivia Streeter.
To learn more about Victor Solomon's journey on The Voice, go to WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from State Farm agent Aaron Kilgore. A Peoria native and active community member, Aaron can help customers with auto, home, and life insurance needs. Information at aaronismyagent.com.